From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. While he said substantial differences remain, President Obama said today he thinks Senate Democrats are on the verge of passing a health care overhaul bill. The president spoke after a meeting with Democratic lawmakers, and he made another pitch for them not to let differences over individual portions of the health care measure get in the way of passing a bill he says is important to the American people.
A lot of the critics of this entire process fail to note what happens if nothing gets done. And the American people have to be very clear about this. If we don't get this done, your premiums are guaranteed to go up.
Democrats have struggled in recent days to keep the measure moving. The latest controversy was over a proposal that would have expanded Medicare to uninsured individuals as young as 55. Senators, however, have said they will jettison that proposal to obtain the vote of independent Joe Lieberman. The Obama administration is moving forward with plans to acquire an Illinois prison to house some of the detainees currently held at Guantanamo. More from NPR, Scott Horsley.
The White House won't say how many Guantanamo inmates might be moved to Illinois or when, but the administration's confident any prisoners who do make the move will be securely locked up. The Thompson Correctional Center in Thompson, Illinois, is already a maximum security prison, and the federal government plans to add even more layers of protection. Illinois' governor and dozens of local leaders are supporting the move, which is expected to add some 3,000 jobs. The administration says the prison could be used for detainees awaiting military trial. It could also be used to house Guantanamo prisoners who can't be released under any circumstances, but only if Congress agrees to change the law. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The nation's factories picked up steam last month. The Federal Reserve reports industrial production rose 0.8% in November, its largest gain since August. Danielle Carson reports.
The increase shows that businesses and consumers are spending more, which has factories firing up their production lines to produce more goods. And the manufacturing sector, the biggest slice of industrial output, rose 1.1%. Aaron Smith is an economist with Moody's.com.
The pickup in consumer spending at the start of the year caught firms off guard and found them liquidating inventories at an extremely rapid pace. So what we're seeing is manufacturers are raising production to close that gap.
And as factories rebuild their inventories, Smith expects the manufacturing sector will continue to pick up steam next year. But analysts say economic activity is still down 5% from a year ago, showing that industrial production still has room to grow. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
It came 2 years later than expected, but Boeing successfully managed to get its much-delayed 787 Dreamliner off the ground today. An estimated 25,000 people turned out in cold, damp weather to watch the test flight. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 49 points. This is NPR. Bombings in Afghanistan and Pakistan have claimed dozens of lives. Officials say at least 20 people were killed when a car bomb tore through a marketplace in central Pakistan. Dozens more were reportedly wounded in the blast. Police say the car packed with explosives detonated near the main gate of a prominent politician's home. He was traveling at the time of the blast. Another suicide bombing outside a hotel popular with foreigners in Afghanistan has claimed the lives of at least 8 people. The explosion took place just outside the hotel building in Kabul. Justice Department has indicated 2 teens and 4 police officers have been indicted in connection with the beating death of a Hispanic man in rural Pennsylvania 2 years ago. From member station WITF, Moni Hershorn reports.
Derek Donchak and Brandon Pekarski have each been charged with a hate crime for their role in Luis Ramirez's death in the town of Shenandoah. The two shouted racial epithets at Ramirez during the confrontation in July 2008. Donchak and Pekarski, who were acquitted of all serious charges by a Schuylkill County jury last summer, now face possible sentences of life in prison if convicted. Under separate indictments, Shenandoah Police Chief Matthew Nestor and 3 officers under his command face a variety of charges, including witness tampering and lying to the FBI. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Hershorn in Harrisburg.
Consumer Product Safety Commission is urging parents to check blinds and shades in their home. That follows a major recall of Roman-style shades and roll-up blinds. According to the commission, at least 5 deaths and 16 near strangulations have been linked to Roman shades. There have been at least 3 deaths tied to roll-up shades after children became entangled in the cords. The initial recall involved more than 50 million Roman shades and roll-up blinds. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.